This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles.
Hello everyone. Today, I have a really special guest. Most children grow up in an ordinary house, but today's guest grew up in a castle. It might sound like a fairy tale, but her childhood was also filled with hard work, cold rooms, lots of books, and a family dream to restore a very special place. Years later, she became the mayor of Dunedin. Today, I'm so excited to welcome Mayor Sophie Barker, who helps lead the city I call home. But today, I do not only want to ask her what is it like to be a mayor, I also want to discover how she was like as a child, what makes her laugh, what she dreams about for Dunedin, and what adults can learn from children. Kia ora, Mayor Sophie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Kia ora, my absolute pleasure to be here with you today.
That's so lovely. I think sometimes... Before we begin, I was going to ask you a question. How are you feeling today and what's been the nicest little moment of your day so far?
A little bit tired because we had a big rain event, so that was an all-nighter. And the thing that's made me feel the best, I guess, was giving my daughter a hug when I went home at 2 in the morning and woke her up heating up my wheat bag. She's very patient.
That's so lovely. I think sometimes the smallest moments can be the happiest part of our day. Okay, people usually meet you as Mayor Sophie, but who is Sophie when she's not being the mayor?
I guess I'm a person that loves reading and I love my rescue cats. So I have 3 rescue cats at home. I've got a very angry, deaf white cat who's 7 kilos, a little bit overweight, and then 2 rescue kittens. I kind of call them kittens, but they're probably a few kilos as well. And we love them very much. And I am the mum of my daughter Charlotte, who's 23 years old. That's what I do, and I do a wee bit of gardening, a lot of reading, and I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift's wedding at the moment.
But is there something that makes you laugh?
My kittens make me laugh. They are hilarious, and I think whatever I get home and see, they're always up to some mischief, some new mischief. So they do make me laugh, and they bring joy into my life.
Yeah, I can understand. What were you like when you were 10 years old? Were you someone who asked lots of questions?
I was a real bookworm, so I didn't have very many friends at school. I was the person that got to get 10 books out of the library. Other people were allowed 4, but I used to sit in the playground a lot and read my books because I guess that's when you discover other worlds and transport yourself with your imagination. So that was me. I kind of grew up at the castle and it was pretty lonely, I guess, so it was a bit strange, I think.
Yeah, now children even like use books. They use so much devices. Okay, now let's play a little quick word game. So I'll say a word and you say the first thing that pops into your head. Ready? Kindness.
People.
Tea.
Me. I love tea. Oh, one word. Sorry.
Time.
Precious.
Sunshine.
Rain.
Laughter.
Happiness.
Rainy days.
Stress.
Books.
Happiness again.
Dunedin.
Love.
Now it's time for our second game. Dunedin, this or that. So I'll give you 2 choices and you have to choose one. And you can explain your answer if you would like to. A sunny Dunedin day or a cozy rainy Dunedin day just like today?
Sunny day, because I think then you can go for a walk in the garden.
Yeah, me too. I don't like the rain because there's barely anything I can do. I don't want to get wet.
No, good point.
A quiet walk or a busy community event?
I think I like a quiet walk because I like to sometimes be alone with my thoughts. But can I have two? Can I have both? Because I was at some lovely community events over the weekend and they fill my cup back up.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
Thank you.
Books or movies?
Books, because I like to just lose myself in books.
Oh, kids these days will definitely choose movies. Planning everything carefully or sometimes being spontaneous?
My whole life's plans, I like to be spontaneous.
Oh, speaking to a large crowd or having meaningful conversation with just one person?
Definitely meaningful conversations with just one person. Speaking to large crowds is quite scary.
Yeah, especially when they ask lots of questions.
Yes.
So when you first thought about becoming a mayor, did any part of you feel, you know, nervous or wonder whether you were ready?
Good question. That was pretty scary, I think, because being mayor is a big job and it means a lot of hard work. And I especially had to ask my daughter because she is also exposed to a lot of the work that I do as mayor. So I really needed her permission first.
Oh, yeah, I can feel that. I've been many times, you know, sometimes the leader or something. Children often imagine that leaders always know the right answer. What do you do when you don't know the answer?
I ask everyone else. Sometimes I ask my own daughter because I think that the best answers are those that we work together on with other people, because sometimes you can make up something in your own head, but actually if you discuss things then you get more and better ideas.
Yeah. What do you think is more important for a leader, speaking well or listening well?
Definitely listening well, because you can't speak unless you've listened to what everyone has to say.
Yeah, I know. You have to listen, then you get more knowledge and you get more knowledge, and speaking just makes you repeat everything else.
Yeah, true.
How do you stay so calm and kind when things get busy or stressful?
Chocolate. I think that's my best answer. Chocolate. Yep.
Really? Nothing?
Yeah, well, I guess my key thing is put one foot in front of the other and just take what's in front of you, because you shouldn't freak out about all the big stuff. It's really taking one step in front of the other and just one moment at a time, but I also have a hidden chocolate cupboard.
Yeah, I agree. I know. No, I know you shouldn't ever give up.
Yeah.
What is something children understand very well that adults, you know, maybe sometimes forget?
I guess sometimes it's about a bit more about caring for each other. Like a lot of children are at school and they live in a big community. And sometimes I think adults become a little bit isolated and perhaps a little bit lost in their own thoughts rather than thinking about everyone around them. And I notice, you know, my daughter's very kind with her friends. And I think that's something that we can, and I guess optimism and always asking why is really important, because we get stuck in our ways as old people.
Yeah.
And it's really important to keep going, why do we do it this way?
That's really nice. Now for our next game, I am creating a kids' cabinet for Dunedin. So I'll give you some ideas from children, and you have to tell me whether each idea is brilliant, needs a little more thinking, or wonderfully impossible.
Okay.
Idea number one. Each school should have one day each year where children teach the adults something.
I think it's brilliant, and it should be more than one day a year.
Yeah. Idea number two. Each child who moves to Dunedin should receive a welcome pack with a library card, a small plant, and a map of fun places where you can go around Dunedin.
Absolutely brilliant idea, and maybe a meeting with the mayor as well.
Idea number three. There should be a special children's council meeting where children can share their ideas for the city.
Another brilliant idea. I think that's a really great idea because we need to hear more from children because children are the future of the city. And I think that you're not stuck in your ways like a lot of us.
Yeah, and then they've also got really great knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. The things that matter to them. And we're supposed to represent the whole city.
Yeah. Idea number four. All adults should receive one compulsory hour of playtime every week.
I'm so there with you. That's a brilliant idea because I think we spend far too much time being serious and in meetings and not having much joy in our lives sometimes. We definitely need to play some more, even if we do get stuck on the slides.
Yeah, especially. Especially when the adults who work, you know, so much, like sometimes they do overnight.
Yeah.
And a last idea. Idea number five, Dunedin should build a giant slide from Signal Hill into the city.
I love the idea. I'm a bit concerned about the velocity at which people would slide down because it's quite a steep hill. So yeah. Maybe it could be like kind of curvy slide so that people just don't go whoomph and end up in the harbour.
So
yeah, that might be a bit dangerous. Need some more work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in the middle, like. Needs a little more thinking.
Needs a little bit more thinking, yeah. But I love the idea.
Yeah, me too. Which of these ideas would you most like to make real, like?
I think the Children's Council meeting, because I think that it's time for our council, because we are... I'll say mature, maybe I mean a little bit old, and we definitely need to listen to children's ideas. Because you are the people that are the young people that are going to inherit the city, and I think we need to think a little bit differently.
Yeah, children, you know, children can teach you lots of stuff too that adults might not do. You grew up at Larnach Castle, but you've said that it's not really a fairy tale life and that it involves a lot of hard work. How did that experience teach you about working for something you care about?
Well, we used to work super, super hard because from a very young age, I guess I sold ice creams at the castle. So unfortunately, I ate more than I sold. So that wasn't so good for my parents. But I think it taught you about that if you work really hard that you can achieve things. And we worked 7 days a week, and when we got donkeys, we would take people for donkey rides and charge for those. So we did spend quite a lot of time thinking about how to make money. And I learned how to dust a lot, which I really hated. But I think I learned about doing a job well.
Yeah, that's I can relate to that. Dunedin has been part of your life for a very long time. What makes a place feel like home to you? Is it the buildings?
It's always going to be my friends and the people that I know. That's the wonderful thing about a city is when you walk down the street and you bang into lots of people that you know, and it's the warmth and the friendliness of people. I think that's really what makes it home.
Yeah, I know. What is one thing that always makes you feel like peaceful no matter what?
Being in my garden, probably pulling a few weeds out or listening to the tui sing in the gum tree. It's just moments like that.
Yeah, I love hearing, and in the morning I hear the birds chirp and I always wake up to hear. And what is one small thing about Dunedin that you hope never changes?
I'm going to say the warmth and friendliness of the people, because as we go to other cities, you can see that perhaps they're not as warm and friendly as our city is. So that's something really, really special. I've got a long list. It sort of starts with albatross and penguins and all the wildlife and the way that we care about our wildlife. And then I might throw in some heritage buildings. I'm getting greedy, so I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, I know. That was really great. Now we're going to be doing... quick game. So for this game, imagine we're building a dream version of Dunedin for everyone. I will give you some ideas and you choose three that you would build first. Then you can choose one wonderfully impossible idea just for fun. Here are the ideas. A safe place where someone will always listen. A free a free book every month for every child. More music, art, and cultural events for children. A free bus day for families. A tree or a little garden for every child to take care for. Now, what are those three ideas you would build first?
I loved the little garden for everyone because I think that being close to nature is really, really important, and not enough people, in my opinion, spend their time outside. So I'm totally with the garden. I think I told you that I love books, so totally with the free books. And then I think you talked about more events as well.
Yeah.
And I really like that idea as well, because what's really important is having a sense of community and also fun. We need to get out and have a little bit more fun. And did I hear, was the other one the impossible one? Or the one that needs a bit more work?
Oh, it was just for fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's just for fun. Was it the bus? Sorry, my memory.
And there was one more, a free bus.
Oh, the free bus. Yes, because I think that's for fun, because imagine if you can get on any bus and go anywhere in the city. So hop on at the bus hub and then you don't know, or maybe you could just close your eyes and get on, I'm going to go on the next bus and never know where you're going to end up. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It could be the beach. It could be the park.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, mystery tour.
What is one kind thing someone once did for you that you have never forgotten?
I guess I get quite a lot of kind texts from people, and that's what means a lot to me. When things are a bit difficult, because being mayor is a bit challenging, I think that every day people do kind stuff to me and just send me little messages, and they've just taken the time to do that. So I think that's really lovely, and it keeps repeating itself every day.
Yeah, I know. It's really nice if someone does something good for you.
Yeah.
If you could sit beside 10-year-old Sophie for 5 minutes, what would you tell her?
Make some more friends. Don't read so many books. I mean, reading books is good, obviously, because I passed a few exams. It'd possibly be a bit friendlier.
Yeah.
Oh, and better dental hygiene.
What's one lesson you've learned that you would like everyone to know?
Well, I'll go with another health lesson, shall I? I'll say drink more water, because that's a very sensible thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't drink enough water, and I'm hearing drink more water all the time.
No, none of us do it though, do we?
Yeah. I don't even remember last time I drank water. What's one lesson you've learned that you would like everyone to know?
I think being kind, because I think that's the most important thing that you can do, is to be kind to people, to listen to them. We talked about listening before, and just realise that everybody has stuff on their plate that you don't know, so it's best to go out with a kind attitude.
Yeah, I totally agree. And what do you think about everything you've done so far? What makes you feel like proud of yourself? Not as mayor, but simply as Sophie.
Bringing up my daughter, she's lovely. And that's a whole lot of hard work as well, but she shines. I'm really proud of her.
I when I get big, at nighttime, I'm always thinking that I'm going to get big, have children, and, you know, just feel happy all the time.
Yeah, make them good human beings and lead by example.
Before we finish, we have one last very quick game. So in this game, you have to try to answer each question in only 5 seconds.
Okay.
3 words to describe Dunedin. 5.
Heritage, beautiful, friendly.
A food that always makes you feel happy.
Chocolate.
Something you were afraid of as a child.
Spiders.
Same with me.
Scary.
And I'm still scared. A sound that reminds you of home.
The sound of peacocks.
Oh. Mm. One person we would love to have afternoon tea with.
Jacinda Ardern.
What job you would try for a day if you were not mayor?
Florist.
one thing that always makes you smile?
My kitten.
Yeah, like I remember you said before, she always makes you laugh.
She does. She's silly. Her name's Flossie.
Oh. One word every child should hear more often.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, mostly people don't, like, remember to do that, but yeah. Okay, Mayor Sophie, imagine that a child is listening today who feels small, shy, or unsure whether their ideas matter. What would you like to say directly to that child?
I guess I would say have the courage to speak to someone. I've got lots of young people that approach me and it's fantastic, but it's always just that moment of asking. But I think you'll find that people are really, really kind inside and willing to help as well. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, that was so nice. That was such a nice message. And I think the child that's listening today who feels shy would also think that's a really nice message.
I'm shy on the inside too, so we could be shy together.
Me too. Thank you so much, Mary Sophie. Today I learned that leaders do not have to know every answer. They need to listen, keep learning, and care about the people they serve. I also learned that a city is not just made out of roads, buildings, and parks. It's made from people, memories, kindness, and the feeling that we belong. Thank you for sharing your stories with us, your ideas, and your fun side with me today. This is Khirit from Global Kids with Khirit. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep sharing your ideas, and always remember that your voice matters. And always remember the message that Sophie has sent to you. Kakite.
Kakite.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Khirit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirit signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.